You're listening to SBS News.
International students living in shared housing face a myriad of challenges, according to a new study put together by researchers from the University of New South Wales and the University of Sydney. More than 2,400 students aged 17 or older were asked about their housing experiences. And report co-author Bessina Farbenbloom says overcrowding was a common complaint. She says they face a range of exploitative practices.
Like paying for accommodation that didn't even exist or that was completely different from what was advertised online, or landlords stealing students' bonds or charging an exorbitant amount of rent up front, which then makes it difficult for them to leave and find a safe place because they've handed all their money over. Some landlords would just suddenly increase the rent in the middle of the rental period, for example, around exam time, and then would say to the students, well, you know, either pay the increased rent or you can leave. We saw intimidation and harassment, moving extra people into the apartment that the student hadn't agreed to, and things like unfair eviction as well, with a very short notice period.
She says the problems are most commonly experienced when students organise their accommodation through social media or through peer-to-peer sharing websites.
Universities and government need to provide housing services that empower international students to actually navigate these online platforms and find decent housing. And we need legal services for those students when they do run into problems. We also need far greater government investigation and enforcement to break the cycles of impunity and hold accountable the many landlords who just keep repeatedly engaging in deceptive and exploitative practices in relation to international students, especially in the share house space.
The chief executive of Shelter New South Wales, Stacey Myers, says students often find themselves in difficulty because they're unaware of their rights. She says those knowledge gaps need to be addressed through information campaigns in multiple languages.
More information distributed by universities and educational institutions about the rights of tenants in multiple languages, particularly in Mandarin. One would think, seeing a lot of the students were Chinese, I think there's a much stronger role for institutions to actually provide more information to students about what they're on their rights, and also probably to set up services where linked with tenants' advice services where students can get support and information.
Ms. Myers says tougher regulations would help to reduce some of the exploitation, especially in New South Wales, where she says the regulations are weak.
It seems that the legislation is not strong enough when it comes to the capacity of people to be charged when they set up multiple rooms that really do breach the fire and building regulations. And it comes back to councils having to go out and check on these dwellings all the time. And there's not enough resources to do that. So there clearly needs to be something put in place around stronger requirements for subletting of dwellings, and particularly when there's clear safety violations.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.